Hello and welcome to our next talk, how to build cockpit. Welcome, Nia.
Hey, I'm Nia, and maybe you somehow end up at the point of wanting to build a home cockpit like I did at the beginning of this year. Like maybe it's for training for your flight license or for your recurrent checkups. Maybe you just don't want to click and search with your mouse on the screen anymore, or maybe it's for VR. You're immersed in VR, but the controls are a bit lacking. So you want to build a full home cockpit. The easiest option would be to just buy a fully assembled cockpit. And yes, you can do that. Problem is it costs a lot, like 80 grand. Sometimes this also includes an on-premise assembly, so you don't even have to build it up. You just click buy, and then they come by and assemble everything for you. Offers also can include the visual system, the computers, the software, everything. So, yeah, but with 80 grand, you're almost at a real A320 pilot license. So, in this case, I looked at the prices at VMPort, which is a German site which offers this kind of hardware. They also offer it for build it yourself. It's still very expensive, like also over 30K. And well, that's still a bit above my pay grade, so how about stepping a bit down and buy individual panels? One of the most important things in an airliner is the MCDU, so the part where the pilot interfaces with the aircraft and the management computer programs the routes and so on. And, well, this is an example from homecockpits.fr. In this case, you also need an MCDU motherboard, which also adds to the cost you can see there. They usually cost around 1,000 euro a piece when you buy them commercially, and you need two of them in an A320. If you target like a bigger airliner, you might need three of them. So this is also still quite expensive. So how about we buy individual parts and build the panels ourselves? So this is an example from Hispa Panels, a Spanish manufacturer. They still cost a lot. Like for the prices of one panel, for just the cover plate I can buy here, I can build a functional panel with custom PCB, 3D printed front plate, and sticker decals. And I just out of curiosity, I summed it up. I knew it was expensive, but I didn't expect that. Just for the pedestal, so the part between the pilot and co-pilot, where in most airliners the thrust levers are on and other important controls like flaps and so on. Just the front panels, no electronics, nothing is working, costs you over 700 bucks here. So we're gonna go the DIY route. Currently, resources are hard to find. Like, they are often incomplete. They are in proprietary file formats. Like, you need Fusion 360 if you wanna adjust something to your needs, or if you go to some sites like ZG Traders or something where you can find STL models that get shared, and people want to have a decent amount of money just for the STL files. While already working on my project, I found one person on Printables who started working on parts as well. Those look way more sophisticated than what I am doing right now. But unfortunately, again, it's incomplete. The entire electronic side of things is lacking. And it's way less cost aware than what I am targeting. So is there really nothing I can use? Well, there's one thing that popped up about 2 years ago. A video on the YouTube channel of Riva, someone who does like mostly flight simulation, who is an Airbus pilot in real life. He showed off this FCU, so the flight control unit where you control the autopilot. And it looked really promising, and the idea was that this is open source, that you can build it on your own. The unfortunate part is it's developed behind closed doors. There is no repository yet that's public available. There is nothing I can use right now. It's just there should be eventually something, but I don't know what or when, because the community behind this is also closed behind a proprietary chat platform. So I can just ask what the status is or if I can get involved. The targeted cost for this DIY option would have been around 160 euros for building it. So I've been hoping for that to show up and being able to use that for a long time already, but it looks like I don't have to anymore. The Chinese manufacturer Wingwing just offered a very compelling FCU. So it's the first affordable offering from a manufacturer. Before that, if you were looking to buy a fully assembled unit like that, you would also look around 1,000 euros for this panel. And now it's like 135 euro price, or if you get it on pre-order, it's even cheaper. So it's still in pre-order, so it's not spread in the wild and got wide reviews, but the few reviews from YouTubers who have gotten their hands on this unit looked quite good. And so I was looking into buying it, and it officially only supports Windows, which is kind of unfortunate. But I talked to their support, and well, it's a Chinese company, and in my experience, they always have very good support in mind, and they talked to the developers in just within a few minutes. I got the answer that it's using the USB HID, so Human Interface Device Protocol. So while it isn't officially supported, we probably most likely can make it work on the Linux and Mac OS. And Wingwing also announced that more parts will be coming, but it's still limited to a very, very small section of the cockpit right now. So promising, but small availability. So with those in mind, I, at the beginning of this year, set out some goals which I wanted to achieve. I wanted every resources, all instructions in one place. I don't want people to go out and search for stuff anymore. I want one place, have the STL files in one place, and I wanted it to be easy, to be reproducible, and to build it yourself. So the initial thought was like, you need soldering skills in a 3D printer, and you order the PCBs and throw the files on the 3D printer, wait a few weeks till the PCBs are delivered and you assemble them and the printer is done printing, and you got yourself a cockpit. It's not that easy, but that's still like the goal. And you can still, if you don't feel comfortable soldering those parts, you can still order it assembled. It costs a bit more. Then I wanted everything to be open source, so I can't use any external sources. If I find knobs somewhere, it's hard to include them. The project on printables I mentioned before, I can't just include those, even though they look rather good. Cost licensing. And, well, I wanted it to be budget-focused. I set myself a budget limit of 1,000 euro for the pedestal. And right now I'm only really focusing on the pedestal cost. That's the most important thing. And well, I also don't want to get sidetracked too much because, yeah, it's how I mismanage my time the most, by planning too far ahead. Right now my finances look roughly good. I'm probably coming out around 1,000 euros for the pedestal, and the rest I don't know yet, but the overhead panel, which I would focus on next, I would estimate that this will also be around 1,000 euros or even less, depending on how things go. So I started developing this, and the first thing I did was like learn PCB design, because I had no experience with that. And while designing my first PCB and with the objective in mind, I was thinking about problems which come up when I build such a panel. Cockpits are backlit in the night. So in the dark, you don't want a bright light because you can't properly see outside, but you still want to read all the labeling. So when designing the PCB, I started spreading LEDs over my panel. I didn't know about how I was, how I would construct that panel yet, but well, those LEDs on the PCB made things complicated. This is one of my PCBs, and like 50% of those traces and so on, or even more, and all those components are just the LEDs for the backlighting. So it made PCB design more complicated, and yeah. Placement of these LEDs was also a challenge because I had to figure out vertexes to place LEDs there to properly backlight them. So my first PCBs were like this, but then I started thinking about how the markings for the front panel will be. A friend of mine suggested using dual filament prints, and for a while, I followed that, blissfully ignoring that, well, 3D printers are accessible right now. And that was one of the reasons why 3D printing was something I wanted to include or use, in contrast to more involved and not so accessible techniques like machining. With CNC mills or something. Like, I know at least a dozen of people who have a 3D printer. I don't know many who have a CNC mill. And well, I was blissfully ignoring that while 3D printers are accessible, 3D printers with multifilament or dual heads are not so accessible. And well, I then encountered the first multifilament prints. And as you can see, it doesn't look that well. And this Fosun size is about 1.5 centimeters tall, which is bigger than the markings on my panel. I also saw it in the other orientation of printing, so it didn't make a big difference there. So for now, I'm gonna use stickers. Just white printed stickers with transparent around them for the markings, which I'm gonna just stick on the 3D printer panels. I would love to show you a panel, how it looks, but unfortunately the stickers didn't arrive despite paying extra for an express production in order. An alternative which I haven't explored yet, but want to in the future, is using a grill glass and laser to cut it and engrave it. The downside of it, first, again, the accessibility of a laser is way less than a 3D printer. And also, while I could print the entire pedestal for $5 maybe in filament cost, this would run me $70 to $100 for the glass and the paint I need. And well, that is a question, does it fit into the budget? And also, this on the one hand, it would allow me to do backlighting again, but the cost, how much the backlighting would then cost me extra is also unclear, because I haven't experimented with ways to do that yet. So this is also the way the panels we've seen earlier from Hispa panels are made, which you can buy. So it's very similar process to those commercial panels, which give rather good results. Another problem I ran into was on the MCDU I have showed earlier, you have a display, but it's a very rectangular display format, and you have on all four sides around the panel more components like buttons and indicators with LEDs. And I just couldn't find a panel, an LCD panel display, which would fit within those parameters. So I had to cut out a piece in the PCB and put the display behind the PCB to make that work, which also has the benefit that if someone recreates this build and can't find the exact panel I'm using, they have way more flexibility in size depending on what display options are available to them. And another issue I haven't figured out yet is on the audio control panel. Those knobs, you can pull them out and turn on the audio channel this knob is responsible for. You push them in, it's muted. You turn the knob to change the volume, and at the same time, if the knob is pulled out, it's also illuminated. And, well, first of all, we have a quite tight spacing, as you see, so it's hard to fit big components on a PCB. And I eventually found something that might fit, which also would incorporate the push-pull functionality and potentiometer for the volume all in one. But unfortunately, this part is long end of life. It's used in an old car radio and very hard to find, like a couple dozen at most on some sites which specialize on end-of-life parts. I was also considering doing a bit of a different variant of the radio and audio control panels, which is new and an option on new A320, but it has the same problem with the audio knobs, because they're technically the same in this way. And I just haven't found a good way to do this, or a feasible compromise to get this working. So, where's the project now? I would love to show you the current state, but unfortunately the things I have ordered only arrived yesterday, and despite soldering all evening, I didn't manage to finish the PCBs and put everything together. But most of the PCBs of the pedals are designed now, and I'm assembling them right now. Some have some hardware bugs I need to fix and respin them and get them in a proper shape. The 3D models for the more simple panels are done, and the firmware, well, it's written while I waited for the PCBs to arrive, but I didn't have the time yet to fully boot up the system and put it together and see if it properly runs. So there might be also some work ahead. So what's next? I got to figure out the mechanical mechanically involved part. So the thrust levers in the trim wheels are especially intricate, as they have parts which move together but at different ratios. So the trim wheel and the trim indicator move at a different angular rate than to each other. It's also connected to a motor, so the aircraft in normal operation trims for you, and that turns the trim wheel in turn. And I'm not that well versed with CAD, and I still have to learn or get help with that. And in all this assembly with the trim wheels, also the thrust levers are involved. So that's a big mechanical part that's still ahead of me. I gotta design a box for the pedestal, because right now I'm starting to have all the panels and they look all nicely, but it's still all flying around, and I need to design a pedestal box where everything fits on. And also I want it to be somewhat transportable, so I want a kind of lightweight but sturdy material, so I've gotta do some research into that direction. I gotta write a bunch more documentation so other people can follow my work and recreate what I've done. And then the next step would be start with the overhead panel. This one I see more as a relaxed thing, as most things I've already made. I designed panels with most features existing on the overhead panel. So it's just a matter of sitting down with some concentration, taking time and fun in creating panel by panel and finishing that part. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and I would be ready for some questions if you have any.
Are there any questions? Ah.
Yes, so building the hardware is really cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing the final result. My question is about if the idea is only using open source parts, open source software, is there a good open source flight sim software which then will run the simulation?
Yes, there's Flight Gear. It's an open source flight simulator developed by a community around the world. And it has a quite decent A320 model in it as well. People are starting to work on an A330, which is quite similar to the A320. So hardware compatibility is also there in parts. And if you're more interested, I recommend my talk about Flight Gear at Easter Hack.
Thanks.
The next one. Yep.
Hi, you might have mentioned a few of those details already in the talk, but could you sum up what software stack is surrounding all of this? So what programming languages are being used for the firmware, and what did you use to make the PCBs and 3D yes. models, etc.?
So for the PCBs, I'm using KiCad. For 3D models, I mostly use Dune 3D, which is a rather new CAD software, but I probably need something different because more complex stuff like cogwheels and so on are not supported yet in Dune 3D. And for the firmware, I'm using Rust, writing it in Rust, and using Oswell, the human interface device protocol of USB, to interface that with the computer, and then it's basically very generic drivers. So every system should just out of the box work with it, and then it's just a matter of writing a suiting mapping from the HID inputs and outputs to the simulator. So that will of course depend on what simulator you use and how, yeah, you have to do that. Depends on the simulator you use.
More questions? No one? Okay. Thanks, Nia, for the talk.